This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. continues offering high-level support to Israel, which is expected to launch a ground offensive into Gaza after last weekend's Hamas attacks. It'd be Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In Tel Aviv,
we have your back.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin visited with his Israeli counterpart and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu,
Zot rak ha-tchala,
who says this is just the beginning.
Anachnu nechassel et ha-Hamas.
And Israel will destroy Hamas.
What Israel is doing is not retaliation. What Israel is doing is defending the lives of its people.
On a Mideast swing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is talking with Israel about doing everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, with a Gaza offensive expected to worsen a humanitarian crisis.
The overwhelming majority of Palestinians had nothing to do with Hamas.
But President Biden's making clear the U.S. stands with Israel against Hamas, which he calls pure evil.
They make Al-Qaeda look pure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, as AP's Karen Chamas explains, Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Republicans have chosen firebrand Republican Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the staunch ally of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Electing Jordan, a founding member of the Freedom Caucus, to the powerful position second in line to the presidency will move the GOP far right to a central seat of U.S. power. In the last 12 months through September, U.S. Customs and Border Protection logged 60 migrant deaths due to heat in El Paso, and tripled the same period a year ago, Alex Cohen reports.
Veteran firefighters patrolled the U.S.-Mexico border near the outskirts of the New Mexico town they serve. The temperature on this August afternoon was around 100 degrees, typical during a summer when nearby El Paso, Texas hit that mark 44 days in a row. They spotted something that has become all too familiar, a body of a migrant killed by the scorching heat. Here's firefighter Daniel Medrano.
This is a perfect example of what we find almost on a daily basis. This body looks like it's been here probably a little bit more than a week. You see the body's right up against a mesquite bush, probably trying to get some shade at some point.
Migrant advocates for years have warned that the hostile desert climate is perilous for migrants. Now they fear rising temperatures related to climate change are making the difficult trek even deadlier.
A judge in the western U.S. state of Colorado has rejected a legal challenge filed by former President Donald Trump against a lawsuit to keep his name off the ballot in next year's presidential election.
The lawsuit claims the U.S. Constitution's ban on those who have engaged in insurrection from holding office applies to Trump, citing his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump's attorneys argued the case should be dismissed because of a Colorado law that protects people from lawsuits curtailing their free speech rights. State District Judge Sarah Wallace ruled that that law does not apply in this case. The Colorado case is one of several involving Trump that stand to test the Civil War era constitutional amendment, which has never been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Along with lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Michigan, the Colorado case has a good chance of reaching the nation's high court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Afghan police spokesman says a suicide bomber blew himself up Friday during prayers at the Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan. Spokesman says the attack killed at least 7 people, wounded 15 others. Taliban footage from the Imam Zaman Mosque showed debris strewn over a carpeted floor and bodies covered with shrouds. Hours later, Islamic State group claimed responsibility. IS has also targeted Afghanistan's minority Shiites in past large-scale attacks and increased attacks on mosque minorities after the Taliban seized power in August 2021. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.